This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP Brookville. Leading off, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with the Nino Tempo and April Stevens song, I Can't Go On Living, Baby, Without You. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Bob James with Nightcrawler from Heads, his first album with Columbia Records in 1977, the same year as his last album with CTI, BJ4. Nightcrawler was arranged by Bob, who played Rhodes piano and the Oberheim polyphonic synthesizer. Also featured were Eric Gale and Steve Kahn on guitar, Eric had the solo, and David Sanborn on alto sax, he also had a solo. Before that, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with I Can't Go On Living, Baby, Without You, a cover of Nino Tempo and April Stevens from You Smile, The Song Begins, in 1974. Quincy Jones arranged that song, which featured Dave Frischberg on Rhodes, Julius Wechter on marimba, Vince Charles on steel drum, and of course, Herb Alpert on trumpet. 1 year after I Can't Go On, etc., came the Crusaders album Chain Reaction, on which we now hear Creole. David Benoit with 96-132 here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. 96-132 refers to the song's two tempos and is on David's 1977 debut album, Heavier Than Yesterday. In addition to playing Rhodes and synthesizer, David was the arranger and the conductor, just as he described himself in the preceding liner. Michael Miller was featured on guitar. Before that, Larry Carlton on guitar with the Crusaders on their song Creole from their album Chain Reaction in 1975. Wilton Felder wrote Creole and played tenor sax and bass. Stix Hooper was on drums and Joe Sample was on keyboards. Wayne Henderson was part of the band at the time on trombone but didn't play on that song. We spent this first segment of the show in the 1970s. We'll head to the 90s, with one exception, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, three of the four songs in this segment are from the 1990s. And the first of those songs is led by Nelson Rangel on alto sax, and Chuck Loeb on guitar, keyboards, and drum programming, and Steve Reed on percussion on a song that Chuck wrote for Nelson, Boomtown. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Kevin Eubanks with the Charlie Bird Parker tune Relaxin' at Camarillo, inspired by Bird's time in Camarillo State Hospital. Kevin's take on the song is on Face to Face in 1986. It was a simple duet with Kevin on electric guitar and Ron Carter on double bass. Before that, Chuck Loeb played guitar, keyboards, and drum programming on his composition for Nelson Rangel, Boomtown, from Nelson's 1992 album, In Every Moment. No doubt Nelson was inspired by Charlie Parker. He played alto sax. Dave Koz is going to play soprano sax now. On this song, he penned with his brother Jeff, You Make Me Smile. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Alison Brown on banjo with the title track to her 1994 album Look Left, which takes me back to the fall of 1995 when it was part of the local forecast music rotation on the Weather Channel, and I recall having it in my head while walking the halls of Wantagh High School. I was a freshman at the time. Look Left was written by Allison, who was backed up by Matt Eagle on flute, John Burr on piano, her husband Gary West on bass, and Rick Reed on drums. Before that, Dave Koz with You Make Me Smile from Lucky Man in 1993. You Make Me Smile was arranged, produced, and written by Dave and his brother Jeff. Dave played soprano sax and keyboards. Jeff played acoustic guitar, keyboards, and drum programming. Michael Thompson played electric guitar, Nathan East on bass, Rayford Griffin on drums, and Lenny Castro handled percussion. Alison Brown's namesake Paul Brown produced and arranged Marc Antoine's cover of Maish Que Nada, which you'll hear next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's Marc Antoine with the George Benn song, notably covered by Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, Maish Que Nada. .88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Chuck Loeb with As Is from All There Is in 2002. Like Nelson Rangel's Boomtown, Chuck wrote As Is and played electric guitar. Mike Ricciuti was on keyboards this time, Mike Pope on acoustic bass, Brian Dunn on drums, and percussion by David Charles. Before that, Marc Antoine's take on Maish Que Nada from his 2001 album, Cruisin'. Marc played acoustic guitar with Ricky Peterson on keyboards, Alex Al on electric bass, Lil John Roberts on drums, percussion by Luis Conte, Jerry Hay on trumpet, Larry Williams on flute, and Patty Austin with the vocals. We'll end hour one with Ramsey Lewis's 2004 version of The In Crowd, but first, Foreplay in 2000, 10 years before Chuck Loeb joined them, with Lucky. This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP Brookville. Hour one ended with Ramsey Lewis's 2004 version of The In Crowd, the Billy Page penned song first performed by Dobie Gray on Ramsey's trio album Time Flies. He first covered The In Crowd on his 1965 album of the same name, a year after the vocal original. Before we heard Ramsey, we heard Foreplay with Lucky, the last track on Yes Please in 2000. At the time, Foreplay was made up of Bob James on piano and keyboards, who wrote Lucky, Nathan East on bass, Harvey Mason on drums, and Larry Carlton on guitar. Bob, Nate, and Larry appeared earlier in Hour 1 on Nightcrawler, You Make Me Smile by Dave Koz, and Creole by The Crusaders, respectively. We'll hear Bob a third time later in Hour 2 with Paul Brown, but this hour begins with Alexander Zonchik on flute covering Jethro Tull, which is led by Ian Anderson on flute and vocals. It's Alexander's take on the 1969 song that Ian wrote, Living in the Past. .88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Pat Bianchi with the Thelonious Monk composition 4-in-1 from In the Moment in 2018. Pat was on organ with Carmen Intore Jr. on drums and Joe Locke on vibraphone. Before that, Alexander Zonchik with the Jethro Tull song Living in the Past from Playing It Forward, which was released in 2020, but likely recorded a few years ago since Chuck Loeb appears throughout. He wasn't on Living in the Past, though. Michael Thompson was on guitar, just as he was on Dave Koz's You Make Me Smile. Jeff Lorber played keyboard, synth, bass, and additional guitar. David Mann was responsible for the horns, and of course, Alexander Zonchik on flute. We'll stay in 2020 for the rest of the segment, starting with Norman Brown, no relation to Allison or Paul Brown. From Norman's Heart to Heart album, it's I Miss Your Groove. .88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Paula Atherton on flute with her composition A Night in Madrid from Can You Feel It in 2020, featuring Bill Heller on keyboards. Before that, Norman Brown on guitar with I Miss Your Groove from Heart to Heart, also in 2020. Norman wrote that with Phil Davis, who played keyboards, Trey Gilbert on bass, and Lil John Roberts was back on drums. The rest of the songs in this edition of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari were released between 2007 and 2016, starting with J. Rowe. Next.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Three of the four songs in this segment are from 2016. The first of them is by J. Rowe, with the help of Vincent Ngala on tenor sax. It's a song dedicated to Rosemary Nolan Traub, and based on Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes by Edison Lighthouse, which was released around the same time as Living in the Past by Jethro Tull. The title is, fittingly, Rosemary's Tune.
Hi there, Chemosavvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus, and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. Love it.
And the name of the show is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. That was Joyce Cooling with Grassroots, two words, from her 2009 album Global Cooling. Joyce and her partner Jay Wagner wrote that song, with Joyce on guitar and Jay on keyboards. Bill Ortiz was featured on trumpet. Before that, Jay Rowe on keyboards with Rosemary's Tune from Smooth Ride in 2016, featuring Vincent Ngala on tenor sax. Jay first recorded that for Live at Daniel Street 5 years earlier in 2011. And now the second of the 2016 songs in this segment, Brian Simpson, with One and Only from his Persuasion album.
Hi, this is Pete the Body Bilotti from CBS Sports Radio, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Pete. That was two more songs from 2016. You just heard Adam the Guitar Hawley, I made up that moniker, with Old School Jam from Just the Beginning, his debut album. Adam played the guitars and synthesizers, while Carnell Harrell played all the other keyboards. Ramon Islas was on percussion on Old School Jam and on the song we heard before that, One and Only by Brian Simpson from Persuasion. Brian played piano and shared keyboard duties with Oliver Wendell, but not Holmes. One and Only also featured Alex Al on bass and Steve Alanis on tenor sax. Jeff Lorber returns with the help of Bobby Columbi from Blood, Sweat, and Tears. A lot of classic rock in this show. To lead off the last segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Stick around.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
In 2007, Jeff Lorber enlisted the aid of Bobby Columbi of Blood, Sweat, and Tears to produce an album in which the title track is the punchline to a classic Jewish joke. He had a hat! And that is what we're hearing now. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Ken Navarro with Juliet, a tribute to his granddaughter Julie, dropping the T informally, from Unbreakable Heart in 2015. Ken played all the instruments on that, but was primarily on acoustic guitar. Before that, Jeff Lorber with He Had a Hat, the title track to his 2007 album. Jeff didn't play everything. He played the keyboards, but he was backed up by Kirk Whalum on tenor sax and the horn section, Jacques Voimont on trombone, Alex Al back again on bass, Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar, Abe Laboriel Jr. on drums, and Lenny Castro again on percussion. Here's the penultimate song of the show by Paul Brown, no relation to Allison or Norman. With the aid of Bob Baldwin and Bob James making his third appearance tonight, this is Backstage Pass. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Paul Brown with Backstage Pass from The Funky Joint, which is the name of his recording studio, in 2012. Paul wrote that with Bob Baldwin, who played keyboards, and Bob James, who played piano. Paul was on guitar. Two more Bobs await us on the last song of the show, Each Day, by the Bob Mintzer Big Band from their 2008 album, Swing Out, which is what we're going to do after we hear Each Day, which features solos from Bob Malik on tenor sax and Keith O'Quinn on trombone. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Again, the last song, Bob Mintzer Big Band, Each Day from Swing Out. So long.